Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
We are adjourned unless there's any other public input. Yes, sir?
I just have a couple of quick things. One, you're still saying the Pledge of Allegiance wrong. It's one nation under God. There's no comma between one nation and under God. But everybody takes a deep breath like they got COPD. So, anyway, okay. As mayor, I expect you to fix that.
Okay, I appreciate your input.
And I play that clip, not because he's wrong. Technically he's right, but the whole culture is not in agreement with him. It's true, there's no comma, but we don't say it that way. Bill Walter there at the very end of the meeting. I play that because that was kind of like the peak drama of the day. It was a really boring meeting for the most part. I mean, there was a little bit of drama over the Butterfly House. We'll get to that in a second. There was a little drama early on because, you know, Mayor Heather Lindsay repeated her rules that she's had now in place for two meetings. The no slander or aggression rules, because that's what she says three times.
Whether you're an elected official, staff, or citizen, speak only when you're recognized to speak. Focus your comments on city business. Deliver your comments in a respectful manner. Slander and aggression are not in order. When speaking, if you engage in slanderous commentary or behave in a way that's hostile, I'll interrupt you. If a member of council thinks I should interrupt someone, you can state point of order and ask me as the chair to address the situation. As the chair, I'll decide how to address it.
And then she ends up, and like I said, this is a scripted comment. Okay, this is what she's read twice now.
Any elected official, staff member, or citizen unwilling or unable to maintain decorum after warning will be removed from the chamber for the duration of the meeting.
Jeff Snow, a frequent adversary of hers, and of course, you know, it's always interesting because the mayor is reading the warning about not misbehaving in the meeting, and then she's often the one who's misbehaving in the meetings. She would say she's responded to this misbehavior of others. I would say not only that. But Jeff Snow, city councilman, with whom Heather is often involved in the squabble of some kind or another, he says,
Mayor, I know you're trying to set up some guidelines for us all. And I understand if a council member gets out of line, you're allowed to do that. How does that go in effect if you don't follow the rule? Who would a council member make that statement?
I would think you'd want to say point of order.
Okay,
Mayor.
I just want to make sure. Okay, thank you.
You just say point of order. And I'll throw myself out. So anyway, yeah, like I say, a no drama meeting for the most part. In fact, things that could have been much more drama weren't. Sort of by contrast, they had a discussion about the Butterfly House. And if you have not been following the saga of the Butterfly House, oh my goodness. So the Butterfly House had been in Navarre, lost that property because Navarre, they're going to, because the county's building a big park there, built a big park there. So they moved to Milton. Well, there were issues and there was an audit and there was a getting rid of all of the volunteers and the people who used to run the operation, including Jenny Weber. That name will be important because then I guess they went out and started their own operation for butterflies, like a competing one. And then Bob Cole's wife is on the board of Keep Santa Rosa Beautiful that had taken over the property or taken over the project. Was in charge of the project. Then you have like Impact 100 gives a grant to create this butterfly vivarium, which is not open yet because they can't get a certificate of occupancy because they didn't do flood mitigation, stormwater mitigation on the property that they took over in Milton. And do they need to do it since it's next to a woods and it's got natural filtering going in place and they don't, you know, this was the argument, okay? And they wanted a certificate of occupancy so that they could start operating, so that they could make money, so that they could build the stormwater pond that they can't afford now because, well, they can't afford it, they say. So there was a lot of back and forth about this. And the short version is that Jeff Snow and some folks who are with him wanted to say, you know, let them have it, and they'll give them a temporary certificate of occupancy, and they can come back in a couple of years, and we can make sure that they've taken care of it. Other people didn't want to trust them, you know, with the just we say so as the reason. And, you know, Jenny Weber, again, one of those that's kind of raising problems, particularly related to the audit that we still haven't had a good conversation at the county commission level.
And if you want to take their word, then I'd refer you to another one of the loose ends from Mr. Cole's term, which was the county audit, which was very bad. And it shows you their mismanagement of funds and the whole organization.
So she's talking, again, she was in the organization, got kicked out. Now she says it's kind of at war with the organization over the years. There's always these meetings wherever this topic comes up, she's going to be there. Cassandra Sharp, a businesswoman in Milton who generally says things that make sense to me.
The last speaker, I'm kind of surprised that she's here speaking against this organization. But maybe one day in the city of Milton, when certain people or certain groups come forward trying to make our community better, which the Butterfly House is doing, maybe we won't have people get up and feel like that they have to continue to badger and take away from what certain organizations try to accomplish in this town.
No badgering. So that was kind of your vibe, a little low-key fighting. We'll come back to this in just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives first.
Not too bad out there this morning. Crestview at I-10 westbound near mile marker 52. We've got some debris in the roadway, so watch out there. Also, I-10 northbound at Fairfield, that exit ramp, we have a disabled semi-truck blocking part of that ramp, so use caution in that area. If you have any traffic tips, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. So back to this conversation about allowing the Keep Santa Rosa Beautiful to open, the Butterfly House, the Vivarium, whatever you want to call it, without getting a certificate of occupancy, a regular one, but getting a temporary one pending them doing this stormwater mitigation project. The let's all be in this together and do good things for Milton kind of crowd showed up. James Calkins, not normally known for that message, particularly county commissioner.
You know, the positive things that some of our groups are out there doing that are good for our community. So I personally fully support this. I want to thank volunteers everywhere. I mean, it's even y'all, you know, you don't get paid enough to do what you all do. And so this community is thankful for your service and appreciate all y'all do. Thank you.
I mean, the guy who's always talking about cutting taxes and get rid of employees is now talking about raising the pay for the city. I mean, I don't know. I was probably just trying to be nice, which is fine. Jeff Snow, city councilman, says, why are there some people that just have to fight against every good thing we try to do?
Whether you agree with them or like, we need to work together and work for the positive change. And there's been so much positive change here for the last 7 years. We need to continue that.
And, you know, a lot of times people, and look, I agree with Jeff a lot of the time, I think, but, you know, the get along, work together message is one that people tend to use when it favors them. And then, you know, when it doesn't favor them, then they don't typically do it quite the same way. Even, you know, you had Bob Cole, as I said, Bob Cole got up and kind of gave the rousing, let's all get along message.
We need everybody to come together, whether it be Save the Blackwater, the Railroad Museum, the Historical Society, Keep Santa Rosa Beautiful. We need to come together as a community and start growing our community and putting our heads together and get rid of all this conflict.
That didn't actually happen in the meeting. Okay, but you know, it would have been fine if Joan Baez acolytes had shown up. So, in the end, they voted yes. Give them a temporary CO and let them do their job and see if they can raise the money to pay for the stormwater mitigation and all that. You know, let's go. Let's do this thing. Now, it might sound like I'm being critical of Milton, but I actually am praising, because the big fights of the night were a guy complaining about how we pause in the Pledge of Allegiance. Jeff Snow asking what we do when the mayor violates her own rules, and then a very low-key bicker over the future of the Butterfly House, when I remind you that the Butterfly House has caused some contention in the past. Jenny Weber at a Santa Rosa County Commission meeting last September, just for comparison to know how far Milton has come, at least for now, she said,
"The Department of Water Management was really impressed with a call from Commissioner Cole. And then until I told him that his wife was on the board."
Uh-oh.
"Full disclosure, Mr. Cole is pretty much working for KSRB now. He's pushing this funding.
When he was still in office.
He's pushing the fundraising. He said he would get the permit pushed through the county, and they got their permit pushed through the county, but nobody knows exactly how. He was involved in giving them real estate investment ideas and how to sell and who to use.
So, again, this is last year, September 19th, at the county commission meeting, and Bob Cole's response, which in my mind kind of comes out of the Hall of Fame of sound clip archives in Santa Rosa County.
Ms. Weber, if I might, you talk about wasting tax dollars. You filed ethics charges against me that the citizens of this state had to pay for investigation, had to pay for an attorney, had to pay for a board to sit there, had to pay me to go to Tallahassee because there were no probable cause. You just pick out of the air and throw it at people, and I'm tired of it. What?
See, it could always be worse.
I'm a little sick of your phony outrage.
Well, fine.
You know, you can't control yourself for 3 minutes. You should stifle yourself and just recuse yourself. Okay. Obviously, you are emotionally involved in this deal.
Yeah, I
filed.
My wife into it, lady.
Your wife has been into it. Last time I was here, you said that you guys were so distraught you never discussed this at home. But she's still the secretary of the board, and you're still totally involved in this organization.
And by the way, you know, you kind of heard the back bickering with her and him as well. He did later apologize for the swearing.
Board, I apologize for my outburst to the board and to the other people out here.
But I offer this as, I'd say that's like a 6 on the 10 scale. You know, it's a 6. We've heard worse. And so by contrast, I mean, Milton has now, you know, I mean, they were functioning at about a 2 or a 3 on the dysfunction scale. So pretty good, you know, for the second meeting that the new city administrator, Scott Collins, has been overseeing, and the new formula, the preamble, if you will, that Heather Lindsay is reading in front of the meeting. So on the one hand, I want my Milton to be functional and happy and healthy. On the other hand, there is a part of me that hopes that our favorite sitcom doesn't go away, you know, or excuse me, not sitcom, not soap opera, because I wouldn't want to lose the ability to talk about Milton. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll give it a little bit of time. We'll see what happens. 722 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. If you need health care services, you can go to ProHealth Florida. They've got 7 locations, locally owned, 35 years, female-owned company, best of the Bay, best of the coast, best of Pensacola. They're in Santa Rosa Beach. They're in Gulf Breeze by the Whataburger. They're in Milton and Crestview and Fort Walton and Pensacola on Summit and Pensacola and College next to the Sam's Club. Walk-in hours 8 to 4, Monday through Friday. Saturday 8 to 1 at the Sam's Club near the Sam's Club location. You can get lab work, health care screenings. They've got a whole comprehensive medical weight loss program if you'd like to look into that and how that might work for you. And ProHealth Medical Membership as an alternative to health insurance for $45 a month. You get no copay, unlimited primary care visits for that, teledoc services 24/7, annual physical flu shot, discounts on lab work and procedures, monthly B12, no catches. And not just for if you don't have insurance, but a lot of people, about a third of their clients, get this monthly medical membership plan who have insurance and would just rather deal with them rather than deal with insurance on the regular. So, you know, however that fits into your life and your insurance needs or your healthcare needs, ProHealth Florida, check them out in person or just go online at ProHealthFL.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure, and the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey, so grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29 just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Consider with me the topic of ego.
Proverbs 16 explains that an unchecked, insufferable ego will lead to destruction and to a fall. Ego is your enemy. It's your enemy because it inhibits you from learning. You can't teach someone something that they think they already know. Also, ego is your enemy because it destroys relationships. Eventually, other people tire of you if you're self-absorbed and egotistical. Further, ego is your enemy because it's antithetical to the gospel. After all, it's for by grace we're saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is a gift of God. And the cure to ego is to have a God confidence. It's okay to be confident in the gifts that God has entrusted to you. To avoid being egotistical, you must never forget that God gave you those gifts. So be confident in Him, and then avoid the destruction that comes from an insufferable ego.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in today at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. On at 4 right after Guy Benson. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Someone didn't love you enough when you were little, did they?
Good call. Here, that's worth a nickel.
Tragic.
Good morning, 726 News Radio 92.3. Jake's in for Candy this morning with traffic on the fives. Jake?
We've got traffic backed up to Barrancas on Navy Boulevard from NAS, causing some really bad slowdown there, so be careful. I-10 northbound at Fairfield, that exit ramp there, they're moving that disabled semi right now, so that should be cleared up soon. And Highway 98 over Lillian Highway area, eastbound, starting at the Hardee's, going all the way up to Dog Track. Looks like there's some slowdown there from an earlier fender bender, but that's all we got. If you have any traffic tips, you can text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden is taking a trip to Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said yesterday during a briefing after a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the president will be making that trip Wednesday. He's expected to meet with Netanyahu and other Israeli leaders as well. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez claims the feds are hunting him down like prey. His reaction coming after a new criminal charge that he allegedly conspired to act as an agent for the government of Egypt in exchange for cash and gold bars. Menendez says he will not resign.
I forget what I was watching, if it was Fallon or Kimmel or somebody I just saw, and they're like, oh, and it's Saturday Night Live. That's right, it was Saturday Night Live, and the joke was, I didn't do any of it, but what do you think of my new jewel-encrusted scarab brooch?
Nice. I got those gold bars at the ATM.
The son of the late legendary guitarist Eddie Van Halen is now married. Wolfgang Van Halen married his fiancée Andrea Alsup on Sunday at a ceremony in their home in Los Angeles. Wolfgang walked down the aisle with his mother while a song his father wrote for him played.
Oh, that's great. I love that. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. If you haven't been watching the baseball, it was good yesterday.
Kyle Schwarber ready to lead off. First ball swinging, and there it goes. An ambush by Schwarber, and it's 1-0 Phillies.
I'm just telling you this, having been a Cardinals fan for a long time and having to play against Schwarber when he was a Cub and other teams as well, my favorite team for Kyle Schwarber to play for is the team we're not playing. First pitch, swinging, boom, gone. Bryce Harper, fourth pitch of the inning.
For Schwarber in the regular season. Now Harper deep into right center, and he'll watch this one fly. Second home run of the inning.
2-0 for the Phillies. Nick Castellanos, the guy who hit two the other day, and I think Castellanos is the guy who went two home runs back-to-back games. It was like the first time it had ever happened. And then they asked him what he thought about it. And there, you know, there was the commentator had interviewed him and told him about it. He's like, was there a question? Thanks for telling me. Pretty rude, but funny.
Drives out on the right. Got some heat on it. And this is going to be up and out of here. Castellanos. He's on a home run binge.
Yeah, the Phillies got theirs early and then held on. They win 5-3 in the first game of the series, leading in the Diamondbacks 1-0. And the Rangers got them early and got an extra one that kept the Astros at bay. So they're leading that series 2-0. And that's both times in Texas because they're both in Texas, but in Houston. And now the games go to Ranger Stadium in Arlington. 7:30 on News Radio 92.3. Chip Simmons comes up next. And stick around for that. We'll talk to the sheriff in just a minute.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden accepts Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's invitation and will be in Israel tomorrow as a show of support for the war with Hamas terrorists in Gaza. From there to Jordan for meetings with Arab leaders.
Reiterating our belief, our strong belief, that Hamas does not represent the vast, vast majority of the Palestinian people. They are victims here as well.
National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby, a man suspected of killing two Swedish soccer fans in an Islamic terrorist attack in Brussels, Belgium, is found shot and killed by police after an overnight manhunt.
Thousands of Sweden supporters had gathered in the city for a soccer game with Belgium. Two were shot dead and a third injured in an automatic rifle attack 3 miles from the stadium. Later, a man identifying himself as a member of ISIS posted a video saying he carried out the attack.
Fox's Jonathan Savage, the soccer match was suspended halfway through, the stadium evacuated. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Brooke Richardson from...
7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Good morning. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 48 degrees. It is mostly clear. Beautiful morning here in Pensacola today. Well, we are expecting a full vote to take place on the House floor later this morning to determine whether Ohio's Jim Jordan will become the next Speaker of the House. Over the weekend, Congressman Matt Gaetz expressed some frustration with Speaker Pro Tem Patrick McHenry, who gave Congress Saturday, Sunday, and Monday off after Jordan won that Republican nomination.
My colleague Corey Mills came back from Israel, where he was engaging in harrowing rescues to be here to elect Jim Jordan for Speaker. But what the swamp is trying to do, they're trying to delay a vote for Jim Jordan because they know he is not beholden to the lobbyists and special interests here.
Louisiana's Steve Scalise won that nomination last week, but resigned after it became obvious to him that he wouldn't be able to secure the 217 votes he needed to win the position. Well, over the weekend, local IT and cybersecurity firm GBSI hosted the 6th annual I-10 Wired Cybersecurity Competition.
Something in cybersecurity we call Capture the Flag, where they did cyber analysis, malware detection, and other threat hunting. They were introduced to a certain number of skills and tools that are necessary as a cybersecurity practitioner, and they're well on their way to a great career in cybersecurity.
That's Christopher Middleton, and he says the competition was won by a team of 4 students from UWF. He says Pensacola continues to be a cybersecurity hub here in the region. Well, today in Baldwin County, commissioners will be voting on a proposal that would reopen a landfill in Bay Minette. Last month, dozens of residents came out to speak against that plan, which calls for the relocation of a garbage transfer station and reopening of the Red Hill landfill. According to WPMI, Baldwin County school leaders have also expressed some concerns over truck traffic, which would increase near Bay Minette Middle School and Baldwin County High School. Well, this week is the neighborhood cleanup for Northwest Myrtle Grove. Items left on the curb will be picked up tomorrow. ECUA says items that are eligible include household appliances, electronics, yard waste, junk, bicycles, furniture, mattresses, old grills, hazardous waste, and even up to 10 tires per household. And Escambia County cutting the ribbon for that new multi-purpose facility over at the Ashton Brosnahan Park this week. The $2.7 million building serving as an additional locker room space for sporting events, including the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament. That's coming up here soon. That ribbon cutting scheduled for tomorrow at 11 a.m. A Tampa Bay rescue organization crediting Governor Ron DeSantis for helping Americans get out of Israel. Project Dynamo flew 270 people into the state of Florida on Sunday. Founder Brian Stern says the governor paid for that plane and four others as well. Right now, there's no word on how much the state paid. Stern does say it's the first time any government agency has assisted him financially in his rescue efforts. 735 at News Radio 92.3. Jake's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Barrancas on Navy Boulevard from the NAS, it's really backed up there. So if you're heading that way, just please use caution. I-10 northbound at Fairfield, they're moving that disabled semi from earlier, so that should be out of the way soon. Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point construction is always slow this time of the morning. Also, Windhaven near the Publix eastbound is slow from that light there. Highway 98, Lillian Highway eastbound, starting at the Hardee's there, going up to Dog Track Road. Looks like some slowdown from an earlier accident. This report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. This is 92.3 News Radio, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Jake. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Sunny skies for today. We are going to have temperatures warming up near 71 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 54. Slight warm up as we go into the middle of the week. Temperatures in the mid-70s, plenty of sunshine. 74 for Wednesday, 58 for Wednesday night. For Thursday, 10% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 75. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 48 degrees in Pensacola, also 48 in Gulf Breeze, and 46 in Milton. Our next news at 8 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Top economists and central bankers appear to be in agreement on one thing. Interest rates will stay higher for longer, clouding the outlook for global markets. Central banks around the world have hiked interest rates aggressively over the past 18 months or so in a bid to rein in soaring inflation, with varying degrees of success so far. Fed officials have signaled that rates may have to remain higher for longer than markets had initially expected if inflation is to sustainably return to the central bank's 2% target. Ford CEO Bill Ford is urging the UAW to come together with the company to reach an agreement to end the union's ongoing strike. In a speech yesterday, Ford said choosing the right path is not just about Ford's future and its ability to compete. This is about the future of the American automobile industry. He added that Toyota, Honda, Tesla, and others are loving this strike because they know the longer it goes on, the better it is for them. On Wall Street, futures are lower after stocks closed sharply higher yesterday. And that's Your Money Now.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
Start your mornings with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel, or Pep Talk. Then, join the national news conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 11. Fox News' Guy Benson takes over at 2. And join Gracie wrap up your workday from 4 till 7. And then, Dave Ramsey takes over. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Well, I can get you any kind of
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's good to have you with us this morning. Also joining us, we have Sheriff of Escambia County, Chip Simmons. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. We've had a couple of things happen this week. One case involved a road rage incident and a Melissa Johnson shooting over on Brancas Avenue. Is that right?
Yeah, we arrested a Melissa Danielle Johnson, 30 years old, charged her with 3 counts of attempted homicide, discharging a firearm from a vehicle, discharging one into a vehicle. Also had a couple of controlled substance-type charges, marijuana and cocaine. It stemmed from a road rage incident, as you mentioned. Apparently, Melissa Johnson was in the car, got upset about another car, and fired a single round from her car into the car of another, injuring one person. You can't do that.
No, you can't. You can't shoot at other people on the road.
No, you can't.
Is road rage as common as it's been? More common? Less common?
I think it's probably as common. I just think that a lot of people have weapons now, and I think that it seems to me like we're getting more reports of people pulling weapons, not necessarily shooting weapons, but pulling weapons in anger. And again, we can talk all we want to about, people need to relax and calm down and, so they don't need to wave a gun in someone's face, because that's what's going to result in.
Right.
If you wave a gun and I'm in a car, I'm thinking you're going to try to hurt me.
Right.
And a reasonable person would think that way, too. So that's why we need to be very cautious of that.
In
this situation, she fired a gun from a car into a car and injured an individual.
I mean, if you choose to brandish a firearm against another driver, they're now entitled to shoot you. If they feel like they're in imminent danger and they shoot you because you brandish, that's your fault. That's self-defense, right?
We talk about, is it reasonable to believe that your life is in danger if an individual pulls a gun, brandishes it, pulls it, points it at you? Then, yes, I would believe that a reasonable person would believe that their life was in danger.
Yeah, and anything can happen at that moment. Man, it's just very, very scary stuff. We also had a case involving, and this is how long I have not been in the dating pool. I guess Facebook has a dating app, and somebody abused that and did bad stuff as a result of the date they created on the Facebook dating app.
Yeah, I was not aware of the Facebook dating, but apparently
you've been married longer than I have.
daters do.
Right.
Or some daters do. And this woman met a guy. His name was Caleb Fast. He's 29 years old on this Facebook dating app. Ends up being he was not friendly at all. And if all this stuff's true, he's a bit of a punk, quite honestly. He is charged with kidnapping, battery, aggravated assault, and sexual assault. According to the victim, he held her against her will, threatened her with a firearm. She attempted to leave. Finally, according to the report, he drank a bottle of wine, passed out, and she fled and notified authorities, and we made the arrest of Mr. Fast and charged him with all those charges.
Dangerous world. I mean, just it's a scary world. It really is. And, I know people want to find romance, find companionship, get love, all that kind of stuff, but it's always – these apps in general seem to me to be highly risky. I know that's a rare occasion, but it just seems like so many other things we talk about, that social media, that's how kids get in trouble. That's how adults can get in trouble. It seems like a lot of bad things can happen from it. You had a drowning a little while back at the 9 Mile, the fish camp. But you guys are still working on this, trying to figure out what happened?
Yeah, on Friday we got a report from some boaters and from working with Baldwin County Sheriff's Office that there was a body floating in I think it's pretty a river over there by, I guess, Ruby's Fish Camp, Wilson Robertson Boat Launch, which is that area right there on 9 Mile Road just as you get into Alabama.
Okay.
And so our dive team responded out there, and we were able to retrieve the body. It is the body of a female. There is no foul play suspected at this time. But we are continuing to investigate it. We are working with the medical examiner's office to determine exact cause of death, because we want to make sure that we cover all the bases before we make a final determination. And then we will obviously let people know exactly what took place, and then obviously identify the victim and also notify next of kin.
Very good. Unfortunately, sad event. Wanted to ask you, interesting news note that we got the crime statistics for the country back. And despite what you might believe based on what you see and hear and read, violent crime declined in American cities in the first half of 2023, right? It's kind of, I mean, car thefts are up, but violent crime is down. How do we measure against that national trend?
Yeah, we're in the process of, I know other agencies have mentioned this as well, but the state of Florida is in the process of changing the way we report crime.
Right.
So if you change the way you report crime, you don't have an apples to apples type of situation. So I went back and just took a look at let's give me the number of nonviolent crimes, the number of violent crimes. Mm-hmm. And our numbers were, the last time I checked, which was a couple of weeks ago, our numbers were down also. Not very much, but they were down as well. Our homicide rates, typically what is what people ask about, and our homicide rates are always within one or two of each other from year to year to year. Mm-hmm. So regardless of what the crime rate the state of Florida is going to put out, which again, they may or may not put one out this year because, as I understand it, not every agency is able to use this new system and to report based on their newfound criteria. And it's been quite frustrating, actually. We've had meetings about this. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement, they're trying. They're trying very hard to get it situated. But to answer your question is, based on the numbers of on specific crimes that I looked at, it is a little lower this year than it was last year. The nonviolent crime or the vehicle thefts and that sort of thing is quite a bit lower.
Oh, is it lower?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. We're doing better than the country in that regard. We're talking to Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
We have I-10 northbound at Fairfield. They're moving that disabled semi-truck right now, so that should be clearing up soon. We have some NAS traffic, Barrancas Navy Boulevard. It's really backed up there, so please use caution. Gulf Breeze Tiger Point construction traffic, as well as Wind Haven, getting slow eastbound, going past the Publix. I-10 eastbound, this is showing up now before Pine Forest, showing slowdowns there, so please use caution. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. Now back to Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, wanted to ask you about, and you may not know, I'm kind of curious. I had actually my afternoon news guy, Joe Ford, had said, hey, you're talking to Sheriff tomorrow. I said, yeah. And he's like, can you ask him about the drug take-back program this weekend? Are you guys participating in this? Do you know anything about the details, locations, or anything like that?
Well, I know that we're partnering with West Florida Hospital on a drug take back. I don't have the details on it with me right now, but
okay.
I know I signed some paperwork last couple of weeks, actually, to participate in this because we obviously want people to take their old prescriptions and turn them in, in a safe place so they're not just in our waterways. That's always been something that's been a concern of all of us. So yeah, we're participating, but I can't tell you that the locations because there are several locations throughout the area, and we are a participating location. I just don't know if that's taking place this weekend or not.
Okay, all right, fair enough. But just to be clear, this is a drug take back, not a drug buyback. The sheriff's department is not in the business of buying drugs from people.
Oh, actually, we are. If you want to sell drugs,
that's true. They just don't know your sheriffs usually.
We don't. Yeah. It may not go well for you.
By the way, how is the surveillance van program working?
Working well. We have a number of other locations that we have targeted. We're trying to figure out, because we people say, hey, bring it to my neighborhood. And I understand.
Have you gotten a lot of requests for it?
We have gotten a lot of requests for it. We're actually doing another one, so we'll have two. But I think the issue we're having is there's too many people asking for it, too many locations.
Good problem.
We'll probably have it at the fair. Also, because while it's nice for neighborhoods, it really is a surveillance platform. It really does have cameras around, and we want to make sure that we have the fair is the safest that it can be. But we're also looking at our top 10 nuisance locations, not necessarily businesses, but homes and neighborhoods, so we can go out there and bring the surveillance platform to an area that needs it.
What special preparations do you need to make for the fair?
Oh, a lot. We have
staffing plus all kinds of agencies, right? Not just ECSO.
Well, right, yeah. We do work with other agencies. It's primarily, though, the load is on the Escambia County Sheriff's Office and the fair security themselves. We have dozens and dozens of law enforcement officers. I think people forget sometimes it's not just the fair, it's the parking. It's the situating them in and out. And we do get complaints about the parking because there's so many people trying to get into the
right
space. And we do our best at locations. The intersection, as the little triangle thing there, is not conducive to smooth, entrance and exits.
Right.
So we have to get out there quite a bit and work it. But we have been working on it quite a bit with the people at the fair. And so we have a plan for the safety and security at the fair.
Two things. One is we got kickball. coming up this weekend, right?
Yeah, I hope you're
Are you
ready.
Fully stretched out?
I hope you're ready. I've been stretching this morning. I think I pulled something.
Yeah, I'm also making zero preparations for this. I'm yeah. I'm trusting innate physical capabilities, which is usually a terrible plan.
Well, I mean, I'll eat, you know, 3 meals a day or so, and I'll make sure
you
that,
sleep.
That, yeah,
sleep?
Yeah, I'll do as Every much day. Sleeping as I can, and you know, daydream a little bit about this and that. But no, it should be very fun. It's this Saturday, 8 o'clock. If you're looking for something to do and you're looking for people to laugh at, and you have some children, we have announced.
We'll be there.
You know, we're those people.
That's right.
And so we should get out there. Gates open at 8. We start to first kick or pitch or whatever you want to call it is at 9 o'clock. And again, it's a lot of community leaders, elected officials, appointed officials, influencers, radio personalities. Martial arts experts like Andrew McKay. And if you don't have the view that I have of these legs of Andrew McKay, you need to come on out there and see those. You think in summertime there should probably be some tan, but there's not.
No,
there's
no.
It's, I'm not sure how he works it out, but it's, you know.
There are even whiter parts of my body. You want to see a belly? Has never
Thank
seen
you,
the light of
no.
the day in a
Thank
long
you,
time.
But no. All right, for those who are listening, that's not part of the game. We're going to actually provide Andrew with 2 shirts so that he can wear
just
so
to be sure to protect happen. Everybody.
Yeah. No, but it sounds like fun. We're going out there and play, and then we have this little surprise. If you bring your children, the last inning or two, we're gonna you know give them a shirt first 50 or so. Then they can come out and they can kick the ball around with us and show us how it's really
they
done.
They can do it right. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get some younger kids
I'm just
out there.
Terrified. I'm going to take a nice big swing and kick the turf and die. Is what I think is going to happen. Is I'm going to, you know, break my foot off or something like that. So,
well, and it's kickball because of that. So that there's a slightly slighter chance of injuring each other.
Oh, I'll find a way. It'll be fine.
Oh yeah. Oh, there's no doubt.
So this is going to be Saturday. Starts at 8.
Saturday. Gates open at 8. Game starts at 9 to about 11. So you still have time to come on out there, laugh a bit, and if you got children, bring them out there, and we're inviting them down to the field again in the last inning. So if they've never run around, kicked around, and on the real professional baseball
Very
field,
nice field.
Then, you can come on down there and just enjoy it. The weather should be perfect, and we should have just a great time laughing at each other in a what would I call a semi-competitive
Exactly.
Nature.
Well, I will hold my other question for next time because that's perfect. That's a great way to end it. Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, sir, thank you for the time. Thank you for keeping us safe, keeping us informed, sir. I always appreciate it.
You bet. Y'all take care.
751 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon, the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements? Trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own? Read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Alabama Story, October 20th through the 29th. Inspired by the true events from 1959, as the Civil Rights Movement is brewing, a segregationist state senator and a no-nonsense state librarian clash over the content of a children's book. Meanwhile, a reunion of childhood friends, an African-American man and a woman of white privilege, provides a private counterpoint to the public events swirling in the state capitol. That's Alabama Story. Get tickets now at the PLT box office or online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
That is your your chance. You can call now and win 437-1620. FSU takes on the Duke Blue Devils. The Duke Blue Devils this Saturday, October 21st in Tallahassee. Two tickets, caller number 2-437-1620. Go to the game, have a good old time, and watch these very, very good Seminoles play some football this Saturday. Caller number 2-437-1620.
The Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience news team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Living space.
Not for any particular reason. Literally just playing the song. 7:55 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. At Wahoo Stadium, had somebody text me and say, where's the kickball game going to be Saturday at 9 a.m. at Wahoo Stadium, which is a lot of fun every single time. Oh, very cool. Yesterday, Blue Angels came home early. Midday return. 1:30, I happen to know because I was in my wife. And my wife's like, the Blue Angels. I'm like, ah! And I always try to go outside and get a picture and alert everybody because I'm like the early alert system where we live. They come by my house first. And then if y'all are in, you know, Perdido or Navarre or Pensacola Beach, then you get a little bit of a note if you happen to see it on social media. So I put the note up, and I hope that helped people. At least one I know got a great shot yesterday. Oh, my gosh. The J.K. Adams Photography. They said they've been trying to get this photo for forever. It's a shot. It's on our Facebook page. You can see it. The coolest thing about this shot is it's the Blue Angels coming at you over the water from the pier. But because the sun is overhead instead of being in the, you know, horizon like it normally is when they come back at 5 or 5:30, you can see the shadow of the Blue Angels down on the perfect blue-green water. It's an amazing shot. It really is. Like I said, it's on our Facebook page. You can see widely shared, you know, hundreds of shares on this yesterday off of their Facebook page. 7:56. I know you're on the phone getting a winner, Jake. We got a winner.
I was. David is going to be taking home those two tickets.
Outstanding. And you have traffic for us?
I do. We've got the NAS traffic at Brancas Navy Boulevard backed up there. I-10 northbound at Fairfield. They're moving that semi, so watch out there. Gulf Breeze Tiger Point construction is really bad right now. Winhaven near the Publix is also slowing down eastbound. I-10 eastbound before Pine Forest is showing some slowdowns there. So if you have any traffic tips, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Very good. David, Jake. Now David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, loved ones saying goodbye to that six-year-old Palestinian-American boy.
Wait, was that Candy sneezing in the background?
That was.
That was, yes. I saw it through the glass.
She finds a way to be on the mic somehow. I love it. Go ahead.
She does. She always finds a way. Loved ones saying goodbye to the six-year-old Palestinian-American boy that was stabbed by a Chicago man over the weekend. Hundreds gathered yesterday for the funeral of Wadea Al-Fayoumi at the Mosque Foundation in Bridgeview, Illinois. President Biden headed to Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Monday during a briefing that the president would be making the trip. He'll be meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other Israeli leaders. And a Texas family dealing with a lot of damage to their car, Andrew, that was apparently caused by a giraffe.
You got to watch out for them.
You do. They'll cause a lot of trouble. Carrie Hill and her family were apparently visiting the Fossil Rim Wildlife Center when they decided to feed a giraffe. The giraffe somehow lost its balance, tipped over, and fell on their car, then started flailing, I guess as a giraffe would if it were falling.
The picture and, you're painting is amazing. Keep going.
So the giraffe has fallen. It's lost its balance. It's landed on her car. It's flailing, and it caused $4,200 worth of damage to the car.
Wow.
Which is quite a bit. Okay, have you ever had your vehicle damaged by a giraffe?
No, that's a first.
I haven't either.
Like, so what I have to ask is video?
Well, I don't see the video now, but possibly.
I mean, if there's no video, it didn't happen. So I just, you know, I don't know. I'll have to look for it. I feel like there ought to be a service somehow or other that we ought to be able to, you know, take care of the giraffe.
I've fallen and I can't get up,
said the giraffe. Give him some medical alert. He'll be fine.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.